I just want to make a couple of ha'aras on that Amud, starting with the Zion and Beis. The Gemara has taken from Abaye. Amar Abaye, Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshe, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammah, Rabbi Elezer, Achayim. A nice lineup of people who hold Kulu Surilu, Sukkah, Dirus Keva, Beinan. Right? That's Rashi explains Dirus Keva, Rulish Tamish Kavua, Venirus Kebayis. So we discussed this at some length in the past. We discussed a number of these shitas. So there are a couple of, just as I say, ha'aris that I want to share with you, because it's a little bit strange. You know, we'll start with, I guess, Tosus, right? Tosus Kulu Svirlu, right? I mean, I printed on a page. I guess I don't have to print it out, but I did anyway. So Tosus says, Kulu Svirlu Sukkos Dirus Kevabinam. Tosus says, Al Karchach Ein Shovin. Tosus is bothered by the fact that, again, we saw this in the past, that a number of these shitas don't hold like each other. In other words, this is not like all these people hold the exact same thing. That's really what the Tosus is pointing out. You don't have to assume. In fact, it's impossible to assume that all of these Tanoim that are listed here agree with one another in terms of the particular shitas. The Gemara goes, which I'm not going through now. You saw them. Many of them we've seen already. In other words, each of these Tanoim does not necessarily have to agree with the sheet of the other on the particular issue that the other is talking about. That's what Tosus is stressing. Al-Kacha Ein Shovin, the Harebi Boy Dalaram, so Be Shammai Sagi, Bichtei Rosh Rubi Shulchan. We discussed that, right? Rebbe says the minimum size of the Sukkah is four Amos, and Be Shammai holds Kedei Rosh Rubi Shulchan. We discussed that also, Shulchan. So Tosus simply put, it's the first part of Tosus. Tosus points out that it's not necessarily the case that all of these Tanoim line up with each other. They're not all on the same halachic plane in terms of all the shitas that they hold. That's the first thing that Tosus says. Utakavosi b'yavomis perakam gamlio kulu svirulu maimar kona kinyan gomor. Okay? Very quickly, we know the din by yavomis. So if a couple is married and the husband dies, no children, so the brother of the deceased is supposed to marry the widow. That's the mitzvah of Yibum. And according to the Torah, the kinyan, so to speak, or the relationship is created by the actual Maisabiyah at the time of the Yibum. However, I bought an institute called Mimer. We have to make a declaration in advance. Okay, Mimer. That's the in a nutshell what that is. So the Gemara there has a list on Daf Non Aleph and Beis Niyavamas of whether, in other words, the whole, is Mimer Kona a Kenyan Gomor? Does Mimer create the Kenyan? So, for example, that if the brother will say, a Mimer, in one situation, is that now Chal, no matter what? So, again, the details can change his mind. No, the details are not important for us. It's just another example of a case where not everybody agrees with every prat that each person holds. Okay, that's the first point of Tosus. Okay, the second point of Tosus is that one doesn't fit. You play which one doesn't belong. So which one doesn't belong here is the second part of Tosus. The Yehuda doesn't seem to fully belong to this list. Why? Because if you think about it, it's the Yehuda of our Mishnah, right? So Tosus says, "Well, how the Chashiv Hachar Yehuda?" Right, that Tosus phrased that. That's a question. Why is the Abaye including a Yehuda on this particular list? Because why is Yehuda different? Because Rabbi Yehuda, if we look back in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that it had to be, right? It didn't require, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. When the Mishnah says, Sukkah shigwal amalam esim amam psul, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is not obligating you to have, says, who says he holds dearest kebabin? And he says it can be, right? That's what's bothering Tosus. But you saw this Tosus? Tosus says, so the Chosh Racha Yehuda Lamishu Dasik Deleil Time with the Rabbanon the Pasuk the Dira Sarai to abide the Hacha who Makes the Rava these are who time will be called Mok. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. It doesn't require a Sukkah Gavah of Me'asim Amis. So how do we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda requires Dira's Keva? So Tosu, you can't really see that necessarily from here, but he does say at the end. But it's true. Be Komok Amisu the Malach Chaflo Kaima Elin Kena So Keva. Okay, you couldn't even be machshir. You can't create a dearest a sukkah that 20 amos high unless it's keva. Okay, and he has a gemara later on. We're now in Parak Yashar. Rabbi Yehuda letamei the amos sukkah is dearest keva beinan. The diik b'had the mach shalamala mechavsh. Mamanah the rogel also sukkos of dirus kevah. Tosa says although the lashon of the Mishnah happens to be machshir, okay, that's the lashon of the Mishnah, which sounds like it doesn't require it. Nevertheless, it seems that it does require it. And not only that, but Tosa says mamanah the rogel also sukkos of dirus kevah. He taki used to make his own sukkah in that fashion. Not necessarily more than 20 amos high, but he required 20 amos. The only way, in other words, the only way Rabbi Yehuda could allow, based on the other things we see, Rabbi Yehuda, that he could allow someone 20 amos high is because he really requires dearest keva. Not that it has to be 20 amos high. I don't want to make that distinction. It doesn't have to be 20 amos high, but it has to be dearest keva. And that's how Tosas marries the two ideas. Okay, if you take a look at the Tosa Rosh, however, Tosa Rosh doesn't seem to agree with this. Okay, because Tosa Rosh, that's on the paper. Tosa Rosh is Dibur Masal Kula Svirulahu. Al Karchach Ein Kulam Shavim. Okay, first he says like the first part of Tosa, the Rosh agrees, right? And all these Shitas are not equal, they don't all agree with one another. The Rebbe Boy Arba Amos by Shama Sagu de Rushu Rushu Chano. El Kulam Bishut Shita Achas Amu de Matzvichen Dibes Keva Yosef Bar Pultayu. The Rosh, as is frequently the case, says a little more clearly, you know, even than the Tosa we have printed on the page. Okay, he says so. So what's the common denominator? Okay, the common denominator in all these cases is that in each of these cases, whoever the Tana is arguing with, this Tana that's listed on Abaye's list requires Diris Keva as opposed to his Bar Pluto, right? Matzrich and Diris Keva Yos Bar Plutai. Rabbi Yehuda de Machshir Nami Lamala Me'esim Lo Boy Diris Arai Kimo Rabbanon El Machshir Afila Diris Keva. He doesn't require Diris Arai, he is Machshir Diris Keva. The Loshe Matzrich Diris Keva, Dafka Diris Keva. Okay, he says you don't have to say must Diris Keva, again, against Tosus. The Rosh is saying, and Tosus concluded that really that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Rosh disagrees. The Loshe Matzrich Dafka Diris Keva. Behold, Omar, I, the case that the Tosus brought the Raya from, you know, from the beginning of Parakai Oshin, where it says what's the Loshe of Tosus? And so on. So the Rosh is bothered by that. What's going on there? So remember, we saw that. Remember, if you have something else in the sukkah and sleep under the bed, that's the case. You have something else. Remember, we discussed it much earlier in the year. So does the diras arrive about the diras keva? And a yes from Yehuda over there. And anyway, basically, he kind of includes his lav dafka. Okay? That's how the Rosh seems to understand. The Rosh says that the lashon of, you know, be'inan, kul sul the be'inan, is lav dafka. It means he's machshir it. Lav dafka be'inan. That's how he learns, that's how the Rosh learns it out. So, in other words, the list, in a certain sense, is not as tight, according to the Rosh. You know, they don't require it. The Tosus tried to clutch in that it's required. And the Rosh said, no, it's not required, it's allowed. So show a print on the paper also the Ramban, okay? The Ramban agrees really with Tosus. The Ramban and Lachan is here on Aleph Mabez. I don't have to print that either, but it's right in the middle. Okay? The Ramban on Aleph Mabez, the first the first page, the page of the Rif. Because Sober Abon of the Hecha, the Machshir Lamal Mechof, Afal Gavdalo, Efshel of Dirus Akeba, Hachanami Pasul Dirus Arai, my timer, you listen to the Lashon of the Ramban. Okay? Ramban writes, Kro, Ober Dirus Arai Dafke, Ober Dirus Keba Dafke. In other words, the Ramban seems to be rejecting this, forgive me, this wishy-washy approach of the Rosh, the Tosa Rosh, who says, yeah, it means it's good, it's also good like this, also good like that. You have no proof, he said, Diras Arai is good, Diras Keva is also good. Right? That's what Tosa Rosh said. You have no, he's matir, he's makshir Diras Keva, but he's also makshir Diras Arai. The Ramban, and I think it's like Tosas tried to work in, no, that's not the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda requires Diras Keva. Okay, so the Ramban says why. I'm not sure where the Ramban get it from, to be honest, but he says that somehow the pasuk, the word sukkah, or sukkos in the pasuk, means one or the other, right? My time, kro, o b'diras arai dafke, o b'diras keva dafke, okay? And he also refers to that Gemara later on about the, you know, about how we learn from the, which was told the Rosh had a problem with that. It said Lav Dafke, but he brings the Raya from there also. So in any event, lo osi the Rosh to do his keva. Behind the Nami Shita say that Abaye. Kol Parim, that is the Shita of Abaye. In other words, at the end of the day, the Rosh. I'm not sure. I have to admit, I'm not really sure why the Ramban said why can't the Sukkah be. But apparently, the Ramban some understands when it says Basukkah, the definition of Sukkah is either one or the other. It can't be both. I guess it's, in a certain sense, maybe almost a Metzias type of question. A building is either a Rai or a Keva. It can't be both. Yeah, that's what I thought. But a Sukkah could be either way. So I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Maybe, all the drushes for whether it can be under 20 or over 20 come from
Sukkah. Those Psukkim of Latzel and so on. Yeah, the Psukkim of the three Shitas there.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying that the pasuk defines it that way.
Right. I mean, if you're coming out to draw a definition of pasuk, then
right. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, but the question now becomes, you see, what's to me, the Tosa Rosh is very clear, but he's left with a bit of a problem because again, it's kind of like we're used to when we study Gemara. It's tight, you know. It's either this or this. That's what Tosa says, and he has to fetch it in there. Ramban says that's what the words mean. You see, really, according to Tosus, in other words, the underlying problem here is if all of these shitas don't agree with each other. So, what is Abaye doing here? What's he jumbling all together? Right. The opening statement of Tosus and of the Rosh, both, right, is that no, don't worry, they don't all agree, which we know, Rebbe and the Beisham, I can't agree. So, what are you doing? You know, what's the purpose of Abaye's teaching over here? Abaye's trying to teach us something. So if you hold that, no, they all agree. There is one common denominator. They don't agree on the details of each one's individual case, but there is one common denominator. They all require Dearest Kevin. So that, and I think that's what must have motivated both Tosas and the Ramban, you know, to say that, because otherwise you're just kind of stuck, according to Rush's way. What's Abaye after? He lumps together shitas, some of whom say it could be Dearest Kevin, some of them. As usual, when you have a collection, you have a group, you list something, so there's got to be a common denominator. So I think that might have been what motivated them. But the thing is, the way you take a look, I printed, but take a look anyway, to flip back to the riff, okay, on Gimel and Beis. Because the halacha, we have a problem. Now, is that motivated within the sugar? Well, look, we have a problem. Take a look on the Riv, okay? There, I printed my page also. I was rushing, so I didn't chop off people. But it's Afal Gav, okay? Now, we actually saw this. It's six lines on the bottom, okay? Afal Gav, the Kaimalan, the Chol Ki Hai Gav Neshitahi, the less Hilchus Okechad Menayim, okay? Usually we have some sort of a principle that we don't paskin like the Shita. We discussed this at length because we had the issue, I think we saw the Ramban here, another Balamor here, or other Rishonim, based on the Gemara later, what's the reason of Beis Shammah? Was it because of the Gzeira, or because, remember that, was is it because of Dearest Kevah? They possible because of Shami Yemoshech HaChashukhan. Remember, so we discussed that at length. I think we saw this Ramban Balamor. We saw the other Rishonim here, but that's why I didn't go over it again here. But look at the Lashon of the Rif, sixth line of the Rif. Afag of the Kaimel, the Chokhi, I gav the Shita, the last Hilchus of Chamel. Hacha, Ika Tartim, now the Hilchus of Ninu. There are two cases, two people here we do pass him like. Chada Osa Sukhoskim in Swift, the Kaimel of Masis Ridohu, Bryce, Ipkha. Okay, Tanya Velez and Mashmon Posum, Lab Mishmon Sabah and Sukkah, there's Kevin, and behind the Tanya Pasim on the Sabah Shippur, Alam Lab, that's one. The Idach Mishai Rosh, Rub and Sukkah, Shukhan Mishmon Habayi, that's what we discussed at some length. The Kama on the Hilchasa, Beha Kevay Shammai, Velav Netamayu, okay, not because there is Kevin, because there is Shemi Moshech Acha Shukhan. We had Rosh Hashan, I wouldn't agree with that. It was a double line Machokas or not. But my point being here for today is, The Rif is saying we don't paskin like this Shita. Now we don't. Abaye doesn't call it a Shita, okay? Abaye just brings everything together. the Rif, by saying that we don't paskin like this, except for two of the people, seems to imply that Abaye Take paskin like all these. That's, you know, that could be another reason that would work even for the Rush as to why Abaye links all these things together. He has the we paskin like all these shitas. That's why the Rif says, well, halacha l'maisa, we don't follow Abaye except in two of the cases. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, perhaps the what Abaye was trying to say by grouping these people together is that we paskin like all these individuals. Okay? Whether for their reason or not for their reason, so we paskin like all them. By the Rif said, well, not true. We don't paskin like them. La halacha, Abaye held that way, but we don't paskin like Abaye, except in two of the cases. That's what that's what he says. But the Balamor, okay, which I printed here in source 7, the Balamor doesn't go for that. The Balamor here on the page, okay, on the side. He doesn't even accept that. He says, and again, the Balamor disagrees also with the Rif on the reason for Beis Shammai, as we saw back then. But take a look at source 7. The Afagav, the Chol Hani Tanoi, Taimai, Mishin, Vina Sukkos, Deres Keva, Ikim and Ar Kilchusov, Ikim and Ar Lo Kilchusov, Levishiyesh, Lekviya Sukkos, Drochim Rabin, the Chol Chad Bechad Mehana Tanoi, Ikilamemer, the Lo Suri Le Dechavri, the Lamar Isak Vyusa Behochi, the Lamar Isak Vyusa Behochi. The Balamor seems to be saying, no, there's no, there's nothing. In other words, each one will have different reasons in different cases, and you can't start. In other words, I think the Balamor is saying that Abaye does not necessarily paskin like these things. He understands that each one is different, and each one can disagree with the other. We don't have to follow all of them, and so on. Which again leaves us with the question: so then, what is Abaye doing? Right, so what's Abaye doing? So I just want to point out, everyone understands what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Balamor doesn't go for this well. Because the way the Rif phrases it, the reason we generally don't pass the Malacha this way, as if to imply that's what Abaye was saying, and the Rif said there are two exceptions. The Balamor seems to be saying it's not even what Abaye is driving at. He says there's so many different variables and cases, okay, so we don't necessarily passing like any of them, so it's not what Abaye is saying. So now we're back to square one. So according to that view, if it's not like the Rosh said, if we don't accept Tosas and the Ramban, that everyone in that group holds dearest Keva Be'inan, that is Lav Dafke, Lo Be'inan. So then what we asked, that was the Rosh, so we asked, so what's Abaye doing? So we suggest Abaye is saying, well, we pass like all these cases, but now we're saying according to Balamor, we don't even say that. So again, we come back to what Abaye, with our question, what Abaye is trying to get at. And it would seem simply that this is something which is a didactic tool. You know, it sounds like there's a scholarly approach or something like that, but I think it's right here. You could say that Abaye is grouping things together. He's not necessarily passing this way. He's not necessarily saying, but they are similar in that there's some common denominator is either allowing Dearest Keva or requiring Dearest Keva. Something about Dearest Keva, it's simply a memory tool, which we find in the, you know, in the Gemara, not infrequently. My point being that the Torah Shema Peh was originally Bal Peh. So there are all kinds. I mentioned it before Purim, right? That Amalek was, did I mention that for you? Yeah, Amalek was a simon, right? I mentioned that, no?
Yeah.
Right? The Gemara has all these different tools. So one of the things that Chazal do is that they group like things together. Simply as him, and not necessarily saying, well, halacha, we follow the... No, you don't have to come on to, and we don't need those tools, we have printed in front of us, right? I mean, we have the cases printed. But I printed a Gemara in Pesachim here on Gimel Amud Beis in Pesachim. The famous statement the Gemara has in a couple of places, source 8. Kid Amar Huna Amarav, Amri Lo Amar Huna Amarav, Mishubar Meir, Lo Olam Yishana Adavu Tamido Derech Ktsara. It's always better to teach things, you know, briefly and concisely, because people had to memorize things. Okay, and then they remembered things about Peh. That's how Rashi explains it. Pesach and Gimel Beis, look at 9. Rashi says, "Lamedcha she yeshana adam tamar shokzo l'fisha miskayemes girsa shalo yosim and aruchot." It's easier to remember. So here you're trying to line up shitas. So you know what? And it's true. You have here 8 shitas, and it's easier to remember what they said. Either they agree with each other, they don't agree with each other. That's not my point. Doesn't matter whether they can agree with each other, but there is some common strain that links these cases together. Right? And the truth is, we also find that in the Gemara. Many people remember the Gemara in Shabbos. Okay? The Gemara in Shabbos in the Chanukah sugya, that it says that the Chanukah also a sukkah lamala mechaf, a ner chanukah lamala mechaf, and a boi lamala mechaf, right, is no good. I forgot it was a Tana. Who was the speaker? I remember we had it here. I forgot who it was. It was someone who was not quoted frequently in the Gemara. Okay? And the Gemara then quotes another drasha by the same person, by Yosef in the pit. The Borek Ein Bo Mayim. Ein Bo Mayim, Ella, remember, Nechashim HaKravim. The same speaker. Okay? So, I forgot who the speaker was, but the same speaker. So, what's one thing got to do with the other? Right? Am I remembering correctly? You know, what's one thing got to do with the other? So, the Pashut answer is, they're simply both statements by this one relatively or more obscure opinion. That's all. Abaye is on every other page, Rav is on every other page. But, you know, sometimes the Gemara will quote members from one Mandama, even though they're not connected to each other. They have nothing to do with each other, other than what? They're authored by the same person. That's all. There are Hadrush people try to find connections. So there, if you want to say, you know, it said, I think the Vilna Gaon says, what's the Shaitis over there? You know, he says that if the Reuben wanted to save Yosef, right? So he throws him to the pit. But if the Choshev HaKravim Bo, so what's he saving him? He's sending him to death, right? Reuben's whole lumdus was he's throwing the pit. Later on, I'll come and get him out, right? So, but if the Choshev HaKravim, so that's a danger. So the answer is no. The pit was deeper than 20 amos. So Shalta Meinis, he didn't see it. There was no Choshev. Right, those are the two connecting the two members. Right? But anyway, so we have that in the Gemara. So here too, it's the opposite. Here you have a shita or you know a ruling regarding sukkah that Abaye groups together. Right, all of Yishana other Talmid of Derech Tzara. Take a look as well. I printed a sugya in Ervin. Okay, the Gemara in Ervin on Nun Dalav Bay is going over to Nun Hamad Aleph. It's a famous drasha. The pasuk says regarding the Yeshiras Hazinu, but it's understood to refer to the whole Torah, the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, right? Atokisul mos Yeshiras also lamdas many so sima b'fiyim. Sima is with a sin, but sima b'fiyim, sin and sama can be interchangeable. Right, they both make the same sound, like in Kelodon, right? The Smeichet would say so, the Samach stand, right? Anyway, so Sima Fiyam, Altikri, Sima Ela Simon. Shamar of Tichon Maraba, Azo Ramar Kamed Abba, Amar Tum, Hasma Sina, Amar Hachama Sina, a different one, Hatsivil of Tziunim. Okay, Asu Tziunim of Torah. Okay, and others have different drushes, right? All kind, what's the comment of all these drushes? Okay, the idea is that make signs, mnemonics, things to remember Torah. Okay, and even today there are people who write Svarim or give Shiur, someone spoke to you in the car, I forgot. The whole way you can remember everything, it's on a daf, you know, whatever works. Okay, and things different, the bottom line is things, different things work for different people. Different people have different types of memories. Okay, I remember I had a friend who, when we started with history majors, we studied history. So he would remember 20 facts. He would make up a sentence, okay, with these 20 facts. You know, he made a sentence that made sense. A sentence made sense. And each word in the sentence would be merames to something else. Mm-hmm. I found it harder to remember the sentence than the 20 things. But he found it easier. You know, for him, it worked. Okay, he had this sentence, you know, the queen of England warred against, you know, each word was merames something else. And that's how I remembered all the all the facts you had to remember. So different people's memory was different ways. So for me, it was not, you know, we find sometimes a Lashon Tzar, that's the Poshup Shat, you know, in the 30 days before Pesach. Rabbi Huda, I know some Simonim, the Tzach Hadash Bachar. Right? The Tzar, right? Now, that's a further question, because those 10 things aren't so hard to start with. Dam Tzadekinim. But okay, and the Simon, the Tzach Hadash Bachar. A lot of people try to figure that out also, but the Tosus Yantar, I think, somebody on that Mishnah Pesachim says that that was the derech of Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda had, it was his style. He would make initials, right? So again, everybody has this style. So that could well be. There are other places. I look quickly. I didn't write it down, but Abaye and a couple other places also groups shitas together. So you don't have to come on to all the fancy lumdas to figure out. To figure out the point. So take a look in the Rashi in 12, Rashi in Ervin, Nunayim and Aleph. Rashi says, "V'hainu the Omar." I'm sorry. The first thing of Rashi in 11, Nun Dalam Bay is in Erevin. That's good. Simone Hashmo Zuachazu. The Simone Chacham K'der Sheish Pashas. The Tosim Gears the Simone Fiyim. Okay. And the next Rashi on Erevin Nun Hayemad Aleph. V'hainu the Omar of Abdimi. Had the Omar the Torah L'Troch Ulahamid Simonim Ulaharim B'Tachbulos. You have to come up with tricks. Okay, tricks, you know, sly tricks. Kadesha Tiskayim HaTorah Balom Deh. To remember the Torah. How did we do it before the Duke of the Cross? Right? Lo Bashamayim. If it were, you'd have to go get it. You have to come up with all kinds of tricks to figure out. All right, you get the idea. So that could well be, you know, it seems to me what Abaye was after over here also. And that's an important point of things to remember Torah. We had in the previous week said, you know, Parshas Kisis at the end, it says, "K'sov lechos advar ma'ila, ki alpi advar ma'ila karati chobri says Yisrael," right by Shri of Kisis. And that really teaches us that there are two parts of Torah. There's K'sov lechos, there's the Torah part, there's alpi, right? The Torah Shabbat Peh, which is indispensable to Torah Shabbat Sam. Now you know the Gemara Gittin Daf Samech says that Dvar Shavuksav Yataram Al Peh, Dvar Shavuksav Yataram Al Peh, right? So that's a Gemara. So that's a problem for a number of reasons. First of all, Tosis in the Rishon already asked. So how do we say certain parts of the Torah Kriya Shema? Let's say. Well, they asked about Megillah and other things like the Halal. I mean, not Megillah. Halal. How do you say Halal Bal Peh? Right. So some want to say it only applies to Torah Chamishi Chomshei Torah, not to Nevi Miksuv Mahalos from Tilim from Ksuvim. Others don't like that. It's others say, yeah, but things that are shogur b'fi everybody, why can't you say it b'al peh? Because you want to say it correctly. The things you know b'al peh, Kriya Shema, that knows it, so don't say it's okay. But others say, Tosus and Tumur Daf Yadal has a answer that it only applies when you're being motzi somebody in something. When you're motzi them in Kriya Satara, so even if the Chazan knows the b'al kori knows the parsha b'al peh, the bar mitzvah boy, believe me. I mean, boy knows his whole family knows the Parsha Bapet, right? So it's been, you know, saying out loud for a year and a half. So but he can't read a Bapet. In fact, if you work with Rabbi Mitzvah, you have to train him to look inside. You know, I don't want to say Bapet, right? So because you can't be motzi something, that's what it means. Zorash Vasab, yeah, Tarshom Bapet means that you shouldn't, you need to be motzi somebody. But when you say Kriyish by yourself, you're saying Halas, I mean, it's not an issue. It's only be motzi. You have to be motzi me Torah Chaksav, that's the din. Okay, as a matter of fact, it's interesting, just as a side point, in some shuls, here in the Shiva, my shul have a cloth for the haftaras, right? They have haftar from a cloth. The Vilna Gaon was makbid that, based on this din, that when you're being motzi somebody, okay, when you're being motzi somebody, so you can't say it b'al peh if it's Dvar Shem B'Ksav. Now, Dvar Shem B'Ksav means B'Ksav with cloth, with you know, proper ksiva sefer Torah, not same from Chumash as Baal Peh in this regard. So he said that you can't have somebody motzi you something in the haftarah if you're not reading Maklaf. If you're reading Maklaf, you motzi in the haftarah. But if not, that's why some people, you know what I mean, read along. Right? That it goes back, I think, to the Gaon, maybe earlier, that people at Tzibur, if the haftarah is being read from a Chumash, that people read along, because how can we motzi the Torah Shavu Sab? If there's a cloth, you have to do it. But if it's not a cloth, there's a printed woman. That's why you see a lot of times, I used to do two Tumah Shuvah cloths. But that's why many people read along with the Baal Kori, because that way you
just say on Rachos too.
Huh?
You should say on Rachos also.
No, you can be able to say the Baal Kori, I mean. Right, the Baal Kori. Right. I mean, could you say your Rachos? That's an interesting question. Probably not, because you require the minion also. But anyway, it's not much of a thing. The question now is the revert. So that's. However, there's another teret that's given. There's a Tosi Shalom Yuma Daf Ayin. I should have printed over this, but just another time. But the Tosi Shalom Yuma Daf Ayin talks about in the Avodah Zayom and Yom Kippur. So there were the Kongo Potter would read from the Torah, but instead of being Matriach everybody to roll this inventory, he would say certain parts about Peh. So they bring up the question of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom Peh and so on. And as this exception. But there's a Tosfos Yeshanim on the page in Yuma. There's one opinion that says this whole din is not an Isser. You're not the kind of mitzvah b'shleimusa. if you read Tarsh Mitzah Baal Peh, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Shleimusa. But really, you should read it from a printed day. But you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's not B'Shleimusa. And in Kippur, if there are other compelling reasons that outweigh the vision, whatever the answer is over there. So with that, we can understand something else, because what about the flip side? If Dvarim Shem Baal Peh, Yet HaShalom B'Chsav, okay, and we're supposed to teach those who teach Baal Peh. So there, the Chsav doesn't mean the cloth, because that's not how it's written, but we learn out of a Gemara, we learn out of a Shulchan Aruch, we learn out of Svarim. So are we violating this issue all the time? All of us are violating. So the answer is it may be included in the original Heter, the Rebbe, we don't know if he had, to compile the Mishnah altogether. People will learn otherwise. Okay, the way people learn today. But really, the better way is to learn Baal Peh. That's the... And you could argue, okay, it's not B'Shleim Musa, so we're doing is not B'Shleim Musa, but the need is outweighed by, you know, otherwise not going to learn at all. Right? But if you can't, you learn Baal Peh. So coming back to Har Gemara, maybe that's why Abaye here and other Tanaim and Amarim would group things or categorize things in a way that people can remember them. Okay, so that's the horror on that issue. The second part of the Gemara was all the mathematics, okay, which you saw right away. Are we a math major, by the way? Not even math majors. No, I wasn't either. But the Gemara goes through the whole sugya. Okay. So a number of things that strike you is that the mathematical or the geometrical equation is a little off. Right? So that's what Rashi points out there in Zayin Beis. So he refers to one Erevin. But again, it's not three, but it's going to be 3.14 or whatever it is. Was it 1/7? 2/7? I forgot what's the point.
1/4, 1/5.
No, I'm saying, but what is it? 2/7, right? Approximately. No?
Oh.
I forgot already. Okay. But, whatever, but whatever pi is. So 3 point, it never ends. It's a prime number, right? It doesn't, it never repeats. Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, there was a couple of these math guys that tried to keep going and going and keep going. Never worked. Okay. But anyway, so the question is, why does it, so let's look at that Rashi, the last Rashi on Zayin Beis. Rashi says, "Call Echad Mekomo Amanim Tzad Kefer Chafta Aramas." He's telling how many people sit in the sukkah. Right, there's only 4 people that sit there. Okay, call Eagle. It says, "Quoting one Erevin, Sheyesh Be Kefer Gimel Tefachim Yesh Baruch Ba Tefach." Okay, well, it's not quite true. It's not 3 Tefachim, right? But okay, the Ksiv, as it says now in our editions, at least in my edition, anyway, it quotes a pasuk Dira Yomim that you have also. So indeed, on our page, it quotes, but I printed on the page the original source. It is Dirayamim, Dirayamim Beis, Paragdal Posik Beis. Okay, but interestingly enough, it really comes from, I'm not sure why whoever put that, I don't think Rashi necessarily was going to put this reference in, but as you see in source 18, Melachim Aleph, Paragzayim Posik Chav Gimel. Right? Vayas HaSayam, that's the famous pool, the Yam Shoshon. Okay, Vayas HaYam, Mutzok Eser Ba'amo. Misvoso ad svoso ogol sov v'chamesh bama kamoso v'kav shloshim bama yosav oso soviv. So it's 10 amas, okay, and it's, what do you call it? It's 30 amas, it's circumference. The 10 amas is the radius. It's the diameter. Okay, 10 amas diameter, and that's exactly what's off. But that's what it says in the Pasuk. So, that's how it works out in our Gemara as well. So, again, I don't know why the Rashi called the Pasuk Dibay Yom Beis as opposed to Pasuk Malachim Lala Parizan Pasuk. Then I'll print it out for you, fine. There's also another discrepancy which appears on the bottom Tosus on Chesam Ralf. When you're talking about you see the picture, it's an isosceles right triangle, no? What's the two sides of the right angle, and then the opposite, right? You have the base hypotenuse, so the other side, so hypotenuse is going to be the square root of the one. So let's say one tefa, one tefa. So it's the square root of two.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the square root of two. Tosis has that it's one and a quarter, right? Amsa beribua. Okay, so it's two. I mean, two and a quarter. It's not quite two and a quarter.
Two out of five.
Right.
Right. It's not exact.
Right, so it's not going to be exact. It's another discrepancy. It's not exactly right. So, what do we make of these discrepancies? I mean, surely, and then you also have the end of the sukkah, Rabban and Dikistrian, who seem to have made a big mistake, right? Which if the Rishonim grapple with it, tell what they meant. They meant something else. But, so, I just wanted to point out. If we take a look, let's see what was source 19, okay. First of all, it's a Gemara. It's not even Rashi, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Erevin, Rashi quoted, "Kol sheish by kefil shorts talk me yesh barochav tefa." Words were on. Mila, Yochanan Amar Kor quotes this pasuk. Okay, quotes the pasuk. So the Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah in Erevin, Parak Aleph Mishnah, he says an important point. Okay, Tzorechat aladas sheyachas kutor igal kefil bilti yadua. We don't know it. Because it doesn't end. There's no finite number associated with it. This is the Rambam and the Parish HaMishnah to Erevin Perek Aleph Mishnah. Surely the Rambam of the math. And he says we can't figure out that number because it's there's no precise number. Not because the Chazal didn't know, as some of the foolish people think. Chazal weren't aware. Chazal thought that it was three. Okay, because I understood it wasn't three. Ela shadover zemi tzad tivo bilti noda. Ve'ein b'mitziyuso sheyavada. You can't know. You can't know with finality. 3.141 whatever, like it doesn't end. The Rambam says when we say that the Chazal didn't speak for the yuk, it's not because they didn't know. Okay, the point being that even a non-math person like myself, well, I guess you guys, you know it's not three. Okay, we see that it's not three. It's we can approximate. At the end of the day, though, that's the Rambam's point. It's not even mitzius that it's going to become. Aval efshal l'sharo b'kiruv. You can get close. Ukvar also muchem ha'mahandasim is a chiburim, mathematicians, geometry experts write articles about it. Klomar adias yachas hakod ala kefo b'kiruv. Get as close as possible to see what the relationship is, and so on. Rav and Achon they prove it, and so on. Vakiruv shemistam shema anshe ma the yachas echad l'sholos shushviyas. Oh, 1 7, the 3 and 7. Okay, 3 and 7. Shekol eagle shekol to am achas hayish mekevah shosha amos l'shviyas am bakiruv. It's basically 3 and 1 7. Huh? Oh, I thought it was 2 sevens. I guess it is. Okay. All right. Anyway. B'kevan shezel lo yusag legamer el b'kiruv tofsu ahem b'cheshvim galav amakol shvekevan shoshat v'achum yesh baroch avtefa. In fact, they rounded it off. Okay, b'statku v'zevichol medido should circle and b'chol haTorah, and that they would suffice with that. Probably could come out of chomer, come out of kula, but it's considered okay, right? And that's the point. You round it off. Now we do find, okay, sometimes the general haTorah that some things were rounded off to nice round numbers. Okay, the Rosh actually mentions this, even though there are drushes and halachas about it, but the Rosh mentions it that, you know, that's the old question. If you're supposed to get 39 lashes, malchus, why does it say arboim yakenu? Why arboim? Well, just say 39, it's not a drush. It's there. Just say, I mean, the answer is, I'll round it off. Okay? And some give that answer by Sfiras Omer, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. It's not 50 days, it's 49. Yeah, I mean, round it off to 50. Or b'shivim nefesh yard of v'sechem mitzrayim. The Rosh says all this. That 70 people came down. Ah, you count only 69. You ever did drush about your chevet and this and that? Because Baruch Hu counted. However you count. But at the end of the day, you could say they rounded it off. So Chazal sometimes rounded it off. But here, again, that was just an interpretation. But here, Chazal rounded it off, you know, for that purpose. Now, the Rosh there in Erevin on Yudalim and Aleph, on that Gemara, makes a very, in my opinion, a very fascinating point, 21. Okay, the Rosh makes a very fascinating point. Okay, he says, "Kol sheish b'kevah shosh yesh baruch of tefa minohani mili." The Rosh asks, "What do you mean minohani mili?" That's a funny question to ask. Okay, if it has three of going around, so the diameter, the radius. I mean, the other way. I'm sorry. In a circle, yeah. Kol sheyesh be kefil shlosha. Okay, so yeshu baruch of tefach. I don't even know how many mili. Was that a pasuk? What is a pasuk for? That's what the Rosh asked. Tamili, ma shayach from the boy hachem not a mili. B'dava hanir le'nayim. Right, you can see it yourself. Other yachalama love. Okay, your view of the you can finally do your view of the shirach of tefach. You go to hekev to get someone to the tefach long and measure the circumference. It's like this, very important. Venir ali lefarish lefisha ein hadavar mechuvan shakefu yosim and gimel tefachim. Since it's not exact, and it's really more than three tefachim. So kaboy tamuda mino halim animili minayin loku chachamim liten gvul umida ledavar ledavar echad afal pishen mechuvan elas ledavar karl yos mechuvan. The Rosh said brilliantly. Because the Rambam just said you should be aware that it's not, you know, the Chazal knew, they did know, and it's obvious, and it's really 3 1/7, but 3 1/4, whatever, but they rounded it off. Well, the Rosh said what the Gemara was asking when it's 7 Amili is, well, because you're right, you rounded it off. You know, what's the mucker for doing that? We're talking here measurements in the Mikdash, or measurements for a mikveh, whatever the measurements for a sukkah, all these things we're discussing. So what do you mean you rounded it off? You can't do that. So the answer is the mukkah is that pasuk. In other words, the pasuk itself said something which ostensibly is not true, right? And the pasuk said, like I printed it up for you in source 18, it was Vayasa Mutzok Eser Ba'ama Misvaso Atzvaso. I'm going to round it. Chamesh Makos V'Kav Shloshim Amo Yaso So Saviv. A 30 Amo rope, okay, will wrap around the circumference. Meaning when the radius is only ten, but that's not true. So the pasuk is telling us that it's not true. So the Rosh said, no, that's the mucker that we're permitted to round off. That's the point. You follow? That's the mucker that we're allowed to. In other words, that's what the Gemara is asking on Amili. So Rosh really is telling us a very important point. First, he's not answering why the Gemara would ask such a strange question, but on Amili. But on Amili, they're looking at Pasuk. Not Pasuk, this is a mathematical equation. So again, let's read inside. He says, Menir Lefarsh Lefisha Eina Dabar Mechuvan Dafka, because that which Chazal did was not exact. Shahekav Yosef and Gimel Tochim, Kaboy Tamudu, and Arim Ilim, Minayan Loku Chachomim, Liten Gulamido Dabar Echad, Afishan Mechuban, and there's a car of this Mechuban, it's close enough. Close enough doesn't count. Oh, my see, Roy, the Kron Nami covered Hachi, yes, it does, because the Pasuk also does it. The Yam Shal Shlomo, the pool of Shalom in the Mikveh, Shahaya Rach of Eser, Kamar Kron, the Kav Shoshi, Amo Yitzim, so it was 10, ten Amos wide, and a rope around, 30 amos will go around it, okay? And then the Gemara goes on to ask, what about the front of it, the lip, it's also, okay? But anyway, that's not our issue now, that the Gemara continues over there in Erev, but I think that Rosh is very instructive. Otherwise, why would... And so the question now, okay, everyone with me? I really want to share that Rosh, because I thought it was very important for fundamental. But now the question becomes, but why? In other words, if you can be more precise, so you're right. You know, you're not gonna go. My next question is, all right. So we're not gonna go to 100 digits or even 10 digits, but you can get better than 3, right? 3.14, a little more, right? 3 1/7. It's not exactly 3 1/7 either, right? It's not 3 1/7. It's close. It's called 3 1/7. Yeah, because 7 into 1 goes 1. Yeah, that's the point, right? It is 1/7, right? Because 7 into 10 go there. Yeah, because seven into 10 goes 1. There's 3 left over, so now it's 30. So now it goes 4. Okay, that you know, that's
1/4 to 8.
Yeah, but that's pi, right? But it's not quite.
It's
okay.
It is almost.
It's much closer, huh? It's much closer. So the question is, you know, if 3 1/7 is already closer, why did they stop at 3? In other words, the answer, I think the Rosh is right, the Pasuk did it. The question is, what's the logic behind that? So, it seems to me, and I think that this bears, borne out other places as well, it's easier to deal with whole numbers than fractions. It's as simple as that. Okay, Chazal wanted to deal with things that people could, you can measure, and you can, we're dealing with what people have to do here. At a time, we didn't have such precise measuring tools. Okay, we didn't have precise the mathematics, some of the mathematics we don't, but the average person, you tell them 3-to-1 ratio, good, I can handle that. Okay, you know, starting out with 1/7, it's just going to be very difficult for people to operate. Okay, and so therefore, Chazal wanted to do something that was easier in terms of managing. And they knew that it was, like the Rambam said in the Parashat Mishnah, they knew that it wasn't accurate 100%. But it's close enough what we need to accomplish here. Okay, that's the point. And you want to, it's almost like Dibur Torah Kol Shomer Adam, right? They're dealing with people, so give people, you know, the recipes that don't require, you know, such detailed 3/8 of a cup, whatever. Deal with, and where do I see that from? We see this with something so obvious or so clear as printed another Gemara here much later on the last couple of sources of the Gemara Rashi regarding measuring the length of a year. Okay, measuring the length of a year. Okay, the Gemara there in Erevin quotes Shmuel, Amar Shmuel 22, famous Gemara Erevin Nunvav Adal. Ein Tekufas Nisan, supposed to be out in the Omer, right? It's coming out at the beginning of spring. Now, it will only come at 4 points of the day. Okay, what's called the Tekufa is Nisan. The Tekufa means the season. Okay, the Nisan season. Okay, the Nisan season will begin, according to Chazal, either at, we'll use the time, at 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 12 noon, or 12 midnight. Okay? Was Thomas no fellas, either 1:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m., 7:30 a.m., 7:30 p.m. Beimah and Belayla. Beitku was Tishrei. Therefore, I should give the background. Right? There are four seasons. There are four in Chazal. There are four Tekufas. Tekufas Nisan, which is spring. Tekufas Tammuz, which is summer. Tekufas Tishrei, which is autumn, fall, and Tekufas Teves, which is winter. Right? Those are the four Tekufas. So. He tells you that it's called Tishrei shows, Abishol shows, either 3 or 9. 3 p.m., 3 a.m., 9 p.m., 9 a.m. Beit Leon, Beit Malayla. Beit Chuz Tevez, Ela Oba Arba Metzah, Oba Eserez, either 4:30, 10:30 again, a.m. or p.m., Beit Leon, Beit Malayla. So says Shmuel. The Ein Beit Tkufa L'Tkufa, Ela Tishrei Ve'echad Yom, Ushra, Sheva Shals, Umetzah. The time from one, the length of each season, is 91 days and 7.5 hours. So says Shmuel. So Shmuel was a big bucky in these things. Okay, there's a bar elsewhere. Maybe it's also an Arab, not in that daf, or somewhere else. Where Shmuel said that he is as familiar with the path of the stars in the sky as he is in the streets of Nardaw, where he lived in Nardaw. He knows the sea. He was a big bucky in these types of sciences and so on. Okay, what's the problem? So do the math. It says, Ein Beit Tekufa Tekufa from one season to the next season is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Okay, Rashi spells the whole thing out. Okay, let me look, it's interesting. The Rashi and Aaron and Vamad Al 23. Keshetufas Nisan of Fellas and Chilas Hayom, if Tekufas Nisan is 6, so also Shaltamas, Beshevo Mechza Bayom. Okay, then it'll be 7, you know, it'll be, if one is in 6, when it's 6, it'll be 7.5 hours. At midnight, it'll be 7.5 hours after that. Because this is Mechatziyom, Shultan Ve'acharom Metzabalat. Rashi spells it all out. Okay? And there's Simonim, by the way, to remember that also. Okay, Azgat Han, and so on. Anyway, but the if you multiply 91 days and 7.5 hours by the four seasons, what does that yield?
More than 365.
Well, 365 and a quarter.
Yeah.
Right? And it yields 365 and a quarter. Okay? And that's what we assume that a solar year is. That the seasons are a function of the solar year. So if you take 365 and a quarter, that's presumably where Shmuel got it from. 365 days and 6 hours, let's call it that. So you divide 365 days and 6 hours. Again, you have 91 days and 7.5 hours. So do 91 times 4 brings you 364. 7.5 times 4 brings you to 30, which is 1 day, 24 plus 6 hours. So it's not. So it's 365 days and 6 hours. Yeah, the problem is that's not correct. Okay, it's not precise. The year is not 365 days and 6 hours. Okay, you're into the one, but precise, it's 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds. Okay? I have to know. No, that's why. It's one of those, you know. Everybody knows, I'll say useless, but it's a trivia thing. So it's about 11 minutes short. Okay? It's about, you know, 48 minutes, 47 seconds. You know, so it's about 11 minutes short. So, a little more than that. So, Shmuel knew that. Okay, there's no doubt that Shmuel knew that. It's not exactly the same. Maybe even measuring things by sundials and so on, you can see that it's a little bit off. So, this place, so why did Shmuel say what he said? Shmuel knew that the calculation is not exactly 365 days. The ancient, my point is, the ancients knew that. The ancient astronomers knew that exactly 6 hours. Why did they? Because it's easier to deal with. Okay, you want to start dealing with 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds? Forget about it. Get to the math. Okay? So the, just like I can bring that as another example. But again, this is an area that is not stump. It's areas that have halacha l'maaseh ramifications. For example, you know, the difficulty becomes that the, you know, 11 minutes, no big deal, 11 minutes, but after a while, 11 minutes add up. And after a bunch of years, 11 minutes add up. All right? And, you know, there are all kinds of adjustments in the calendar. After, to be precise, after 128 days, the 11 minutes, after 128 years, rather, the 11 minutes have added up to a full day. Okay, so that's what calendar moves. You know, the calendar, things change in the calendar. All right, because it's not 365 and a quarter. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, we can look back and see that Pesach was, you know, was later and so on at one time in the month. Now, in terms of the solar month, what about the solar year? Obviously, the lunar year is a different story. It's the, even though there's imprecision there also, okay, because it's not exactly 29 and a half days. You know, they're not some old Shabbos, right? It's not exactly 29 and a half days, right? It's not 29 days and 12 hours from molad to molad, right? It's not that amount. So, 792 halakha, whatever. So the point being that Chazal tried to operate with simple terms. This issue with 100 days, I think, so once about Talamata, it's relevant. Okay, right? People ask, well, what's the Talamata, December 4th? Since when do we have in Eretz Yisrael and Zion Cheshur? Right, start saying that. Outside Eretz Yisrael, what in the world? Since when do we operate based on a solar calendar date? I don't want to say secular calendar, solar calendar date, December 4th. Okay, well, what happened? So the Gemara set that up. The Gemara says that you begin asking Talamata in Chutzlar, in Babel, 60 days. Now, why are we still following Babel for another time? But it's very problematical. But the Gemara says that the Babel was 60 days after the Tekufas Tishrei. So 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei is when you start saying Talamata. The problem is, Tekufas Tishrei, we know when the fall equinox is, the first day of fall, is the 22nd of September, 21st, 22nd, that time. So 60 days later, it doesn't bring it to December 4th. It brings it to November 21st. In fact, the Beis Yosef writes, and this is, you can look it up, in the Arachayim Shem Kufi Adalim, by the Shmoneh Esrei, talks about the Bracha of Talamata. The Beis Yosef writes, you begin saying, in the old edition of the Beis Yosef, it'll say you begin saying on Chaf Beis, November. It says November, the Beis Yosef. Nun Aleph Vum. Okay, Chaf Aleph. In fact, the Maharil, talk about Simonim, and a siman, it says in the pasuk, B'chol Yivarach Yisrael, B'chol Beis Chav, the 22nd. That's it. Remember, you start saying Talamata, the 22nd of November. And that's now in the new editions of the Beis Yosef. Well, I don't mean the now that they could put out the brand new one with fix everything up, but the newer editions, they put Chav Beis November in parentheses. Okay, and it said Gimel December. That's what I have in mind, Gimel December. Okay? Presumably, because someone looked at it and said it's not correct, unless it was a printing error. Beis Yosef was correct. What happened? So in 1587, it was all over the subject, but I think it's just anyway because it comes back to our point. In 1587, the Pope had a problem. Because by then, the holiday of Easter, which is now always a Pesach time, Easter is always a Pesach except when we have a leap year, because they don't have a leap year. Right? So Easter is always a Sunday of Pesach. So, not by coincidence, the Last Supper and so on. Savior, etc. So, except they don't have a leap year. When they're shaving, they don't bother with that. So, they at least do it earlier. But in a year like this, these will be the Sunday Pesach. So, the problem is their rule is, not a big deal now, that Easter has to be the after the spring equinox. Okay, good. The only problem is that with the losing of a day, of one day every 128 years, so it kept getting earlier. Eventually, by 1587, their big, in 325 was the so-called Council of Nicaea, which established a lot of the dinim, you know, for their religion. So 1200 years later, you know, so they jumped back 10 days, around 20 years, jumped back 10 days. So the Pope was called Gregory. Okay, that's why the calendar that we use now is called the Gregorian calendar. The regular secular calendar is known as the Gregorian. It used to be called the Julian calendar, Julius Caesar. It's called the Julian calendar. The Julian calendar operated based on 365 and a quarter days, just like Rambam's, like Shmuel. But the Pope came up with this problem because Easter jumped back to March 10th. Our Yom Tov don't jump back because we're in the leap year and we go by the lunar calendar, right? We make sure Pesach, next year's a leap year. If ever Pesach's in March, to guarantee that the following year Pesach's going to be a leap year. Sometimes the leap year Pesach's in April too, but somebody told me that as a side point, this is the first time. That's meaningless, but the first time in, I don't know, so like 50 or 60 or 70 years that both Purim and Pesach were in March. Purim was March. It only happened like that, Purim March 1st, and Pesach was March 31st. Right? So, anyway. But in any event, when Pesach begins in March, because it's going to jump back, you know, the calendar jumps back 11, that's a different reason, jumps back 11 days every year because the lunar year is short. That's a different problem. So, it has nothing to do with this. Okay, so we have a leap year. They don't have, they're not interested in the lunar year. So, your father just said, we have, our leap years are just to the lunar year and the solar year match. Nothing to do with the 365 and a quarter. You know, that fraction doesn't make a difference in terms of what we're trying to calculate and we'll make an Hebrew year. So we move it back, you know, just to make sure that Pesach doesn't come before, you know, too early. So every couple of years, three times, seven times in 19 years is the leap year, so it jumps back. But be that as it may, the Goyim had a different problem. They don't care about the lunar calendar. Okay, they care about the solar calendar. They want to make sure that Easter was going to be in the right time. So, because of this quirk in the solar calendar, the quirk being that it's not been a 65 and a quarter exactly, but rather it's, you know, a little less, they're losing time. So what the Pope did was, in the year 1587, he chopped 10 days out of the calendar. Okay, and the announcement was made that year that November 4th was going to go straight to November 15th. That was announced. Okay, in the countries where the Pope had Shlita, okay, it was announced on November 14th to the 15th. I think it was November, yeah. Okay, and I was told, tell me then, you know, I'm not sure what you did if you had a dentist appointment on 10th. You know, like, what? But and the peasants, by the way, some peasants revolted. They didn't understand that the Pope is taking 10 days of our life, shopping 10 days out of our lives. They didn't understand. They had nothing to do with that. People didn't understand. But that's what he did. He was a brilliant man. So he took 10 days out. Now, Easter went back to the 21st, right? The day they wanted it to be. That year, that's why, so 10 days were out, so it was not November. So Beis Yosef lived before 1587. So he printed November 22nd with Beis Yosef. But that year got pushed 10 days ahead. Now we continue to operate with Shmuel's cheshbon. So Shmuel never made this adjustment. Okay, Shmuel never made the adjustment. So we have a very strange thing. If you look at the Ezra's Torah Luach, okay, Shmuel has the Ezra's Torah Luach hanging out, having the Beis Medrash. Look at the Ezra's Torah Luach. Okay, and look when Tekufas Tishrei is. I don't know what it is. Tekufas Tishrei is not the beginning of a fall. Okay, it's going to be more than 10 days later. Okay, and same thing with Tekufas Tavis. It doesn't coincide. Okay, take a look at it. So we start counting for Talmudic purposes from the Tekufas Tishrei, which was based on Shmuel's calculus, which was messed up by the Pope, so it was pushed off 10 days. Now, the question is that only brings in December 1st, November 22nd, still doesn't bring all the way to December 4th. It doesn't. But the Pope was an intelligent man, and he realized that this problem is going to happen again. Good, he fixed it for 1587, but it's going to happen, you know, another, you know, a few hundred years, he'll keep jumping back on the problem over again. So he built in a fix to the calendar. And that is that in a year that ended 00, a century year, okay, which should be a leap year, every 4 years a leap year, right? In a year that ends 00, it's not a leap year, unless the first two digits also divided by four. So 2000 was a leap year. 2100, take a look in the computer, 2100 will not be a solar year, will not be February 29th. Should be, but it's not. Same thing with 2200, same thing with 2300, will not be leap years. That way, he saved 3 days every 400 years. 128 times 3 brings you close to 400. He prevented it from jumping back. It'll jump, now, according to what he said, it'll still jump back a little bit because 128 times 3 is not quite 400, right? It's 384. But he said there it'll take, I don't know, many, many thousands of years for it to make a difference, you know? And he said, by that time, it'll be a different Pope's problem. So, he said it along those lines. I mean, Lahavdil, Mishnah Berurah says something similar about Talmud Mutar. Okay, but I'll get that in a second. So he said, so he fixed it. Well, we have a problem. Okay, so Shmuel didn't cheshven any of this in. Right, now we follow the cheshven Shmuel. This came out of Erev Talmud Mutar, I just showed you. So Shmuel did not chop 10 days out of the calendar, and he did not make this adjustment. So that's why it's a Talmud Mutar, every 100 years moves a day deeper into December. If you look, now it didn't happen, luckily for Oxfam and everybody else, it didn't happen in 2000, because 2000 was a leap year according to everybody. The Pope left 2000 alone. So therefore, there was a February 29th. But I've seen a sitter. If you look at a sitter, go to the library, find a sitter printed before 1900, it'll say December 3rd. And before 1800, it'll say December 2nd. And at 2100, it's going to change to December 6th, December 4th to the 5th. It could be the 6th, depending on when, you know, nightfall, that's another thing. But right now, in your sitter, it says the 4th and the 5th, right? In 2100, you're going to have to change all those sederim to say the 5th and the 6th. And in 2200, it's going to have to say the 6th and the 7th. Again, we didn't have to change it just now in 2000. But I saw my father at home, I was at home, sitting at home, old sitter at home, and then, from before 1900, and it said December 3rd and 4th, not 4th and 5th. Okay? So, the Mishnah Berurah raised the question, so eventually, you know, you start saying Talmud, you say it for 3 days, that'll be Pesach. So he said also, by that time, Mashiach will come, not a problem. It's very fast, all these things are very fascinating. Well, the upshot of what I was trying to get at is that just like we find that we operate with Shmuel's, even though it poses problems, I was trying to get at it, it poses problems, because the mice, it's not precise. It's not precise. Okay, 365 and a quarter is not exact. And you know, it causes certain problems, and we have this strange thing now, the Har Tekufa, Kufas Tishrei, you know, is not the beginning of the spring, you know, even though it should be, because he didn't make that adjustment. So Kufas Tishrei, you look on his, I think it's printed as October 6th or something like that. By the way, the side point, an interesting side point, not the whole Gersh world accepted Gregory, you know, the Protestant countries who were not Meshulich to the Pope didn't accept his things right away. We know, we have on record one, for example, the British, you know, the English, England is not part of the England, the Anglican Church, right? England is not under the Pope. And so the English Church, England, did not accept that till later on. The American colonies did not accept that. They were in England at that time, you know, the 1600s. So they didn't accept it right away. And eventually, other countries accepted it too. In Western Europe, okay, there's a great trivia, there's a great fun trivia question. In the Orthodox, the Eastern Church, you know about the split between the, you know, kind of Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox. So the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, the Patriarchate, they didn't accept, they wouldn't follow Pope, they didn't accept it. That's why, I remember as a kid, you can see, I mean, you get a bank calendar, Goyish calendar, it says Christmas, December 25th, and I think January 3rd it says Orthodox Christmas. You ever see that on I remember, we used to get this calendar as a kid in the middle, so it said, I remember, that's my fault. I thought we're Orthodox. Orthodox Christmas. You ever see Orthodox New Year's? It's 11 days later. Okay. I once asked. There's a guy in Teaneck who's a mechanic, Jimmy. You know Jimmy, the mechanic on the corner. But he's a Greek man. I don't know. Just before about that. So I once asked him. You know, he talked about the old calendar, but they observe the religious. You know, they observe Christmas. The Froma of them observe Christmas not on December 25th, but on January, whatever it is. It's 11 days off. Like our Talmud Lahavdil. That's called the Orthodox Christmas, Orthodox New Year's, based on that old calendar. They don't do it in terms of, you know, what they make appointments and so on, but in terms of when they observe the old Talmud. Some of they continue to observe on the old, you know, the old day. In fact, it's also, some people have a funny minute not to learn on Christmas Eve, on Nitalak. They have that minute. Some people don't learn on Christmas Eve. Pasha's behind the reason because it was dangerous to just to go out in the street. So people can go to the Smedrish, you know, because people are drunk and this and that. So. But whatever, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Kabbalistic ideas, you know, not from the Zohar, obviously, but, you know, that night, which night? So the 25th of the Orthodox, it depends on where the Chassidim were from. I don't know what I said. I think Munkach and others from Eastern Europe, they observed what are called Nichol Nipolach, the late of January, not on December 25th. Because that's where their communities were from. You know, they were exposed more to that church. I don't know. Maybe some people are not going to learn 2 months, you know, just in case. You know. Right? Anyway. But anyway, the point being that all these things are very interesting ramifications, calendars and measurements and so on, and I'm really not an expert in math in any way, but those are the horrors I want to share with you, because Tom, without the lumdus, you could say, like the Rosh, like Tosaf Rosh said, that they knew, the Rambam said, they knew that the three was wrong. The Rosh said, we have a precedent in a pasuk. The pasuk said something just not true. I mean, you know, and you can easily discover that it's not true. But the pasuk said it, so that's the Menorah Nevi'ah. It gives us the right. And why would Chazal want to do it? Presumably to make things easier for people trying to make calculations. Even as we showed you from the year, it causes its own set of problems. But in terms of reckoning things, you know, to the Tkufa, it's much easier to make it smooth. 91 days and 7.5 hours. Don't start bothering with seconds and milliseconds and chalukim and so on. Anyway, those are the horrors I want to share with you on this. Abed Hashem will go back to regular running tomorrow. Close our base. We'll start with the case of the Sukkot Yom Yom.
Okay. So I think